Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How gross does it sound to listen to me eat this?
Just squishy.
Not gross, I'm sorry.
Shame. Mm-hmm. You're disgusting.
Here's the thing.
What? What's the thing?
I'm hyper aware, I guess. When I'm eating and no one else is eating, and how it sounds. Why, you ask? Because I absolutely hate listening to the way people eat. You know,
especially like with, loud smackers.
You're nasty.
Yeah, it is.
So nasty. I think about it. Like, if even when I'm in a fucking airplane, like I think about it all the time. Like, unless I really just have to eat, I'm hungry, or
like how smelly it is when you open it.
Yeah.
You know, it smells nasty. Well, the obvious is tuna, but those meat packs.
Jerky?
Yeah. Oh God. Did somebody just roost my whole eye?
Roost. Dude, when me and Jake and Sunny just drove up to Salt Lake in the truck, we stopped in Fillmore, Utah to get like a snack and whatever.
Yeah.
We get back in the truck. And what's funny is I go into the gas station and I was hungry. Like I needed something, but I didn't really know what I wanted. And I'm walking through the gas station and I'm trying to be particular about like what I get to snack on.
Right.
Mostly because following this event is the filming of a movie where my stomach's showing.
Right.
So I was like, okay, anyone who's just chiming in for this one scene in a movie. So nothing crazy. starts out by sounding like it's way cooler than it is.
It's still
cool. We get in the truck. What did I get at the gas station? A couple string cheeses.
Love string cheese.
So good.
Yeah.
And
you pull it apart or just bite it?
I just bite it.
Yeah, me too.
God, this is like, I'm taunting myself.
Right. I'm a child. Actually, if I want it to last, I will pull it.
Well, that's like when you're really hungry and it's all you have. It's right. Like you've been rationed your one string cheese and you're like.
It's just a thread.
Yeah. But when you're just hungry, you know, you're just like, oh.
Yep.
Oh. But Sunny's in the back and all of a sudden I just smell someone roosted the truck, right? Right? But I also know that it's just jerky. But as soon as she opens it, she goes, that's just my jerky.
Yeah, you gotta.
You have to announce it.
Yeah, announce it. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, that is the one part that I did like about having to wear masks on the plane. Mm-hmm. It really, really helped with that.
Yep.
Somebody roosted the plane.
I liked it too when, you know, maybe you've drank a bunch of coffee.
Uh-huh.
Actually, this happened to me when I was on set, like getting my hair and makeup done and things like that. I'm like having coffee and like you have coffee and I had some coffee and then water. It's like I was like a cat didn't actually shit in my mouth, but
I know that feeling.
But when I was aware of like, oh my God, do I smell? Do I stink? Is my breath smell? Right. Yeah. Or even, I was sweating so much. Like, I could sort of like start smelling myself, but everyone who was staff, right. Everyone who was like doing hair and makeup and working, had masks on and a lot of the people who were working too, like the actors or whatever, and the extras, they all wore masks and took them off and put them back on. And I didn't wear one the entire time and I didn't have to.
Yeah. So,
but you know, people had them, some people didn't, whatever. I was so grateful for the people that had them because I was hypersensitive to like, if I was
stink, if you stink,
if my stank was offensive.
You're like, thank you for that.
Yeah.
It's actually really, it reminded me, I don't know if I told you this, but the funniest thing happened to me on the way to Joey's wedding. Mm-hmm. On the plane, we were sitting directly behind first class and the bathroom was right there. And then, Morgan, my daughter-in-law, her family, and then Joey and Morgan were all in first class. So her mom came back to use the bathroom. And in the meantime, I squeaked out like a tiny fart.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. It was just a tiny one. And I've got Jordan.
What does Todd call him? A whisper?
Yeah. Like I knew it wasn't bad, right? It couldn't have been bad.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, Morgan's mom comes out of the bathroom. Jordan, my son, and his fiance now are sitting behind me. And she comes out of the bathroom at the same time that I, you know, squeak this little squeaker out. And all of a sudden it smells awful. Like bad. Like, and we're all wearing masks back then. It was like over a year ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God. Like I smell awful.
You thought it was you?
That it's me. And so then the people sitting next to me, I think it was, I can't remember who was sitting by me, Ruby and someone else. And then they're looking at me and I'm like, I kind of like, put it off on Morgan's mom. Like, oh, yeah. Like she just came out of the bathroom. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, total liar. And so I'm dying sitting there thinking like, oh my God, this smells so bad. And then Jordan and Sammy are talking about how bad it smells.
Yeah.
And then Sammy, and then they start laughing like a half hour later. So I'm convinced like this was me. And then Jordan goes, tell my mom. She's like, no. And so Sammy leans forward and she goes, that was me. So she and I had farted same simultaneously. Time. And I was under the impression that like this little tiny fart was like a gnarly, nasty thing. Yeah. So anyway, it was just funny because, you know, we're all sitting there blaming it on each other.
Dude, that's funny.
Yeah. Cause then she admitted, I think she had blamed it on me and then admitted it. So at least she was more honest than I am.
That was me.
I was like, God, that was, thank God, because I thought it was me and that was really bad.
Oh my hell, that's so funny.
Yeah. So
yeah, I was going to tell you.
Okay. So,
well, hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Between the Rows with Brooke and Gina.
Oh yeah. We keep forgetting that, you know, we're not just talking to each other.
Well, you know, I think at this point we just feel like once it starts,
like you're all just like family.
Like we all just sat down on the couch.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all just here. So you guys, this is going to sound so egotistical of me. It is always so surprising to me when I get the feeling that somebody doesn't like me.
Well, yeah, I understand.
Is that weird?
No.
Is that weird? I feel like for the most part, people normally like me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm pretty likable.
You're very likable. And I feel like the only time someone could be questionable, you know, they could question it.
Yeah.
The only time is if they were a new person that didn't know you and you were in your, more than likely you're with me.
Right.
And we're in our element with our, you know, friends or whatever. Maybe maybe we're just in the element because when you and I are together, we're in our element anywhere we go.
Anywhere we go. Exactly.
And let's say we've been throwing some back. We've been knocking them back.
And drinking.
Right. We're having a good time.
Right.
And sometimes when Gina's having a good time, the thing is Gina loves to roast people and she loves it when people roast her.
Yes.
So sometimes when she is she's towing the line of like, no return. She could come across as
real awful.
Ruthless is what I say.
Yes. Ruthless.
It's not mean,
no,
but ruthless. Like she just, You know, it's like, you better have tough skin,
mm-hmm.
you know, because if you do anything worth calling you out for, oh, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But rarely are you or I, but we're talking about you in a position where you might be in your element around people that you've never met before.
Never met. Exactly. Like, I usually try to.
You are very friendly.
I know the person.
You're overly well. Friendly.
Yeah. You think to a fault sometimes. Yeah.
100 to. Well, yes. In the past.
Let's and say, that could be true.
In the past, let's say you've actually corrected this the past, you know, 5 years, four
mm-hmm.
years,
mm-hmm.
four, 3 years. Okay. Three.
Okay.
Years. Corrected, three or right. four. Before that, you know, you're the nicest, you're the best. And for being a six, it was very out of character. Not for being nice, but for not being like cautious of new people.
Right. That you know is true.
Because you're a cautious person.
That is true.
And so Gina is like the most likable. And
well, thank you for backing me up on that.
You are.
I love you. No. So anyway, so, we'll get off the, you know, giving me props. So
I could tear you down if you want. Can you tear you down?
Yeah, do it. You know me, I love it. I love it.
It feeds
me. Why do I love it?
I know why. Because we can either laugh or we can cry. And we choose to laugh.
We choose to laugh. That's yeah. true. Okay, so a while back, I was introduced to someone, a good friend of ours is dating somebody new. I was very excited to meet this person. And because I know that I can be ruthless like that, I've learned over time to try to really make sure that people know me better before I start doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that they know it can be a mutual thing, blah, blah, blah. So I didn't do that with this person. So,
and I would never expect you to.
Yeah. So I didn't, and I was trying to be very, you know, and I was being very, friendly. And I think because this person was in my home, I felt very comfortable. It was like our small group of friends. And I think that we were talking about topics, you know, 'cause we're pretty open and like, we were talking about, you know, everything from like dick pics to, you know, like just, you know, probably like raunchy stuff.
Yeah. Cause you're
close, I'm raunchy.
Close group of friends.
Yeah.
You're in your home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this person, I could just see in the body language that maybe didn't, and I could be wrong, but maybe didn't, maybe not approve is the right word, but maybe just wasn't digging our conversation,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so as they're leaving, this, you know, everyone's kind of like saying their goodbyes and saying, you know, oh gosh, so nice to meet you. So nice to meet you. And, and here I've, you know, I would expect just being in somebody else's home that you would say, oh, you know, nice to meet you too.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for dinner, like something. So everybody kind of got that reaction, like, oh, so nice to meet you too, blah, blah, blah. And so I go up and everyone's kind of like walked away and I go to hug this person and I say, it was so great finally meeting you. You know, I can't wait to hang out again, see you again. And all this person says is just like this. Can't wait.
Stop. Stop it. Dude, I need you guys to understand something. Okay. So Gina, I texted Gina this morning. Well, she texted me, planning our podcast. And I said, hey, what are we going to talk about? Because you know, we're as of late, not late, regularly, we're short on time.
Yeah.
So she lets me know kind of like this idea of like what we're going to talk about. And because I'm not in Santa Cruz anymore, I'm not around all the time. And her and I, we have to try to regularly catch up to like fill each other in on things.
Right.
Very easily, we don't fill each other in on everything because as time goes on, like little funny details or little stories.
You forget about it. Yeah, forget about it.
A dude?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. He said, can't wait.
Just like that. Not nice to meet you too. Not thank you so much. Not anything. Just can't wait. And as I'm hugging this person, so it's like kind of like,
I immediately regret my decision. I know.
Can't wait. And it was at that point that I mean, very obviously that I was like, oh, this person doesn't like me.
Nope.
No. And it was at first I was like, ouch, like that hurts, you know?
Out of all the people I'm thinking, out of all the people.
I mean, I'm such a likable person. How could you not like me?
Man.
So it's funny because then they left and there were still a couple of people hanging around. And one of our friends, Carl, who is like, again, like the nicest, sweetest guy ever. I kind of look at them and I go, oh, I don't think she likes me. And they go, what? Why? And I go, and I explain what happened. And Carl looks at me and he goes, well, that's the best compliment. Can't wait. And I go, no, that's not. And no,
you're like, Carl, it wasn't can't wait. It was can't wait.
Yeah. It was very like, can't wait. Like sarcastic. And he was like, no. And I was like, yes. And I wasn't like super drunk or anything. I'd had like a few drinks. So it wasn't like I was,
you should have then said, all right, see you never.
I was really bummed about it.
I bet you were. It sucks to not be liked.
It really does. And
really sucks.
And I thought, gosh, and you know, this is somebody that's with someone that I love dearly. Mm-hmm. And so, and, you know, then I started like thinking back to like the conversation, like, well, like what could have been, you know, what could have been said that did I upset this person? I mean, I didn't say anything directly to them that would be upsetting. I think, so I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I have decided that I'm going to win this person over. It's my personal challenge to myself. I'm going to make this person like me.
You guys, Gina does this. At
all costs.
It's been a while. She used to do it a lot in the hardware store. She did it in the hardware store.
I did. I would have some grumpy ass customer. And believe me, there was this guy. I still remember his name. His last name was Stowe, Mr. Stowe. And he was the grumpiest, not mean, just a grumpy old man. And it took me like 2 years, but I got him to like me to the point where if we were out in public, he would like yell my name across like a restaurant or something. Gina, like wave to me. I was like, yes, I got him. So yeah. So I just, yes. I just thought it's so interesting. When, because you can sit there and tell yourself, oh, I don't care. I'm just being me. If they don't like me, I mean, there's like a few ways you could deal with that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, fuck this person. They don't like me. But then you have to put into like other factors. I don't know what was going on that day for this person. I mean, you're coming into a group of people that you don't know who are very tight knit, who sometimes we can be a lot. For mm-hmm. a person,
mm-hmm. You're better for this job than me.
I know.
Let me explain why. Those of you that are like wondering, like, why, Brooke? Why?
Yeah.
Why is Gina better for the job? Because I am ruthlessly protective of people that I love.
I know.
If I'm in a situation, like if I was in Gina's shoes, let's say I was there, right? Uh-huh. First of all, after Gina told me like roughly what she wanted to talk about, and I started asking her questions immediately, and she was like, we're going to talk about on the podcast. I was like, okay, she made me wait.
Yeah. Well, because I wanted your real reaction.
Yes. I can tell you right now, one, if I would have been in her shoes and that would have happened, I would have felt the exact same way. one, almost like, wait a minute. Like I wouldn't even have a comeback or know how to react.
Yeah.
I wouldn't react poorly or great. I would react indifferent because I would still be replaying it in my mind of like, wait, did she say that?
And that's exactly what I was.
Yeah. Did she mean it?
Wait, what?
Did she mean that?
Yeah.
And then
did I misread that?
I would potentially at that time not care to try because you don't just come into our group of friends like that. And that's the same thing with like family. You don't just come in, you know, you don't just get trust. You don't just get love and that you have to earn it. So if you show up to my house, I feed you, you don't say thank you. I mean, it's about being polite. You even if you didn't like the person, you're polite and then you never come back, you know? I'd have a hard time. Like Gina's like, I'm going to win him over. And I'd be like, not worth my time. You know, right. If like I'm around the person again, like I'll still be nice, but I'm not going to like go out of my way to try and make them like me. Also, if I would have been there and this would have happened, and I guarantee I would have observed it. Like everyone else was like, what are you talking about? I would have seen and heard every single detail. Oh man.
Yeah.
I would then feel that it's this desire unintentionally. Like this is something, it just would happen. And then I'd have to control it. But I would feel like I wanted to sink my claws in because of what the person made my best friend feel.
I know. You're so good about that. You're so good.
Also, my bark is way scarier than my bite.
I just. You're a big softy inside.
I'm a huge softy.
You're a huge softy. I know.
But at the same time, even when I'm a softy.
But you could be real scary too.
100%.
Yeah.
However, if I am scary and I come at somebody because they deserve for me to be scary, in the moment of me being scary, I realize I don't want it to end that way. And then I will do my best to come to a resolution with the person.
Yeah.
But man, that's funny. I can't believe she looked at you and was like, can't wait.
Well, she wasn't looking at me. It was like in my ear.
Can't wait.
It was like very quiet. Like, can't wait. I was like, whoa. Okay.
Not even like, can't wait.
Yeah, no, it was bizarre. And so I was telling another friend about it and he was like, are you sure? And I was like, come on. I don't know. I was trying to think of it from so many different angles. Like, did I hear that wrong? No, I didn't. That's exactly what happened.
You know,
but yeah. So, don't get me wrong. Like, obviously, because I've learned my lesson. I want to get to know the person mm-hmm. before I have like, you know, like you said, trust and all of that sort of thing. But I also want this person to feel like they want to be around so that
you don't
our friend doesn't not come around.
Yep. I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
And cause you know, you guys listening, you know, it's either happens with you or it's happened with friends, you know, where you lose them.
Yeah.
You know, they start dating someone new and you lose them. And that would suck.
Yeah.
But also, you know, this person has a, you know, a history of not necessarily being with the nicest people.
That's true.
You know, so I don't
know. That's true. But this is what's crazy. I keep saying this person. I told Brooke before I go, I have to be very careful because I don't want this. Like we forget that people actually listen to this.
Yeah, Roger.
And I don't. Yeah. And I don't. Yeah. Oh, shoot. Oh, and I don't want this. I just thought it was an interesting situation and I don't want this to like get back to this person and then them be upset by it.
Well, just in
create
case
more well, and to create drama. What? Cause that's not the point.
No, but just in case this does happen, you know, and the person that I don't even know who this person is. I have no idea. Okay.
Right.
But if this person gets a hold of this podcast, if the person regularly listens to this podcast,
oh, I doubt it.
Then it was a bad day.
Yeah.
If this person gets a hold of it and is like, you know, finds this to be upsetting, well, it should only be upsetting because you were kind of mean. And the goal of this is for me and Gina to discuss the fact that like, it sucks when people like to have an interaction like that for anybody. Right. And And it happens to people, to all kinds of people. Like it just happened to Gina in her own home with all the people that are her friends.
I know.
With conversation that's totally normal. And I know the people that were there, and I guarantee you weren't the ones saying the craziest stuff.
I wasn't. So we were all kind of saying it.
It was just kind of, it's funny. And hopefully you can win her over, and hopefully, you know, maybe she was intimidated by you.
Maybe. I don't know. It was funny because I always think about this because I'm sorry, I'm like burping. I'm good friends with a lot, as you are, with a lot of guys. Mm-hmm. And I think that there is a, I'm trying to think how I want to say this. I don't see myself as a threat.
Neither do I, Gina.
Right? No, I know.
Yes.
But I definitely don't. I definitely don't.
I know you don't see yourself as a threat, but I can look at you and understand one, you're very attractive.
Oh, you know how I feel about that.
No, I know, but okay, it's the same
thank
for
you.
Me. I'll just say
thank you.
Just saying you're tall. You know, people in general, but women that have a confidence about them. And it's a confidence in a way that it's like, you are who you are. You are going to say what's on your mind. Plus you're in your own safe space. You're at your home with your friends. And you're very willing to reflect on yourself. You know, you understand that we make mistakes, but you're very willing to know that, like, you know, to consider what you said or what you did, and then be like, oh, I didn't even realize it was like that. That's definitely not what I want it to be. Like, you're a good human. Like, that's what more people need to do. You know, it's okay to make mistakes, and you didn't make any mistakes, but I'm saying,
no,
it's okay
know.
To yeah. like,
I know
whatever.
What you're saying, and I appreciate you for
and
it.
And that those qualities can be intimidating to people that are insecure.
I mean, this is true. And I appreciate you saying that.
With that said, you and myself included, we have, you know, very insecure moments. So it's like, we understand,
absolutely.
We understand all sides of that sort of world or that predicament.
Yes, so. Absolutely. And same goes for you, baby. But yeah, it's just interesting because when I was talking to another friend of ours, I was saying that I was like, I don't see myself as a threat. And I really try hard because I have such closeness with these guys that when they have a significant other, I'm very careful about, I don't know, like dominating a conversation or, you know, I'm definitely not like flirtatious at all. I have not a flirty bone in my body. So
if you're the most awkward person.
I am. I'm just like always very conscious of being respectful to the female in their lives, you know, because there is a certain closeness that I have with these guys. So I never want to portray that as, help me out. You know what I'm trying to say.
I know what you're saying. And
so anyway, it's just weird. It would be weird. It would be weird if there was like insecurity or anything like that, if it had to do with me. I guess it would shock me.
Yeah.
That would be the case.
It'd be funny. It should be a compliment.
And I know. I think I'm just going to go with, she just doesn't like me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told Gina as soon as she texted me, you guys, she texted me and said, what are we going to talk about? She kind of lays it out. And I said, after asking questions, and she stopped me from asking questions because she wasn't going to tell me yet. I said, oh man, well, if she didn't like you, she'd absolutely hate me. I hope that makes you feel better.
It does.
Well, you know what? That's what I'm here for.
Thank you. I love you so much.
Yeah.
And you know, so anyway, if any of you out there have had this sort of situation, I guess I'm just curious as to how you would handle it.
Well, let's talk about a few things. You know, What are some things that you and I think about when, aside from like this situation, but just even like with girls, right? And no guys in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. When someone doesn't like you, I mean, you know, the conversation, everyone, when we discuss like trolls on social media, it's a different type of conversation because, you know, totally anytime different. anytime someone wants to troll you, first of all, it's just so stupid and it is hurtful. And believe me, I know firsthand daily.
Right.
So it's hurtful and it sucks, but you have to kind of remind yourself like, oh shit, like you actually don't know me, anyone I'm around, you're not in my circle. I know nothing about you, which means everything you have to say about me is completely null. It makes no sense. You don't know what you're talking about. No ground to stand on.
Right.
And it can be hard to remember that, or to use that as kind of like a, something to, I guess, hold, keep you remembering who you are, when you're reading the words that are very hurtful. But when you're in a situation in person with people, like I've had this happen many times unintentionally, you know, with women, not really, I'd love to tell a story, but I just can't. But I will tell you that it's, you know, it has to do with like in like a work environment that had like nothing to do with me, but yet I had to deal with it. And it wasn't me. It was, there's something about me that can be very intimidating to people, men and women. And it, and for me, it's like, I get old, I'm sick of it. Like there's moments where I'm like, this is bullshit.
Right.
You know, 'cause it's like, that's not like what you are feeling and then choosing to act on toward me. I'm not doing anything to make you feel that way.
Right. And so it's their problem.
Yeah. So it really
themselves.
Sucks.
Right.
It really sucks, you it know, does. But, and it really is easier said than done to say, you know, if you are staying true to yourself and you can like in a moment where someone doesn't like you or whatever, you kind of check in to be like, okay, well, I like me. And you know, you're checking all these boxes that are maybe cornerstones for yourself or to keep you true to who you are and working toward the person you want to be or whatever. If you're doing that, then who cares what anyone else thinks, you know, but it can be difficult to remember that when you're just someone who your goal, when you meet someone new or you're put in a situation where you're around a bunch of new people is like, all I want to do is make you feel comfortable.
Right.
Like nothing about what I'm doing is to make you mad. And along the way, like if, for instance, your situation was you were staying true to who you were with your friends in your space, but also still being cautious of, I have this new person in the house. I don't want to, you know, give them any reason to be threatened by me because, you know, of you being a woman and whatever. So it does really suck that it still ended up the way that it did. And it hurts. It's way easier said than done to be like, well, you know, if they don't like it, like let it go.
Yeah.
You know, it,
I mean, yeah,
it's okay. I mean, it's okay to want people to like you, especially when you want to just make people feel comfortable. Like, you're not like going out of your way to just search for gratification or just make people want you or like you.
Right.
Like, but when you have someone in your home and you know, someone coming into a group of friends, it's like, well, your goal is not for them to be like, I hate you.
Right.
So that sucks.
I know. But you know, I'm not too,
I actually
am really down about it.
I'm excited to see you, you know, chase the stream.
I'm going to chase the stream, man. I'm going to make this happen.
And I know you will.
And I love you for that. I love you for that.
I know.
So yeah, anyway, so just want to throw that out there, guys, you know, I mean, I know that all of you are thinking, you know, Gina and Brooke just have it all together.
Maybe not after our last podcast.
I know. Man, they just got it all together. You know, everybody likes them. Nope. Guess what? I mean, all you really have to do is read some of our, you know, bad reviews. It's very clear that there's lots of people that don't like us.
Oh my gosh, you guys, the bad reviews are so funny.
They're so good.
They're so funny.
I mean, some of them are so true. That's what I love about them. I mean, sometimes I read them and I go, yeah, good point.
Mm-hmm. You're like, well,
yeah,
you're not wrong.
Yeah. Who in their right minds would give these two a podcast? Thumbs down. And I'm like, yeah, you're absolutely right.
You're like, we have been wondering the same thing.
Oh my God.
And they were like, equal rights. Yeah. Anyone deserves a podcast.
Fuck. Yeah. I'll say I don't listen to podcasts, but I've been listening to them more, I've got a hair like stuck on my face here. I've been listening to some at work because I've been at work more up in the office, and Kylie, my daughter, plays them all the time. And I'll say there are some, I mean, like most of them are like true crime. I was going to say that.
I was like, so you're just listening to like murder podcasts.
They're all murder. They're all about murder. And I mean, Kylie is that meme of like the woman sitting there, you know, at work, and it's like, and then, you know, it's like commentating. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are definitely some that I go, oh God, her voice really bothers me. Mm-hmm. Like really bugs me. And it is surprising to me. So, I mean, I'm sure there's people out there that think our voices are annoying.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think my voice is annoying.
Me too.
Although I'm going to say it again, and I know I've said it so many times. It is embarrassing for me to say this, but we are so funny.
I mean, that's the thing. We are so appreciative of you guys out there that listen, but we also just enjoy ourselves so much.
We do.
It's like, it's almost gross.
It is.
It's gross.
You know,
so even if other people don't think we're funny, just the fact that we think each other are funny is, you know, all we need really.
I mean, I've like, you know, I've turned on a few of ours to like check certain things or whatever.
Make sure we didn't say something awful.
Well, really just to like go back and, see the part that someone got upset about. Right. And, you know, it's kind of like, I think I mentioned it, you know, Todd told me I'm a professional shit talker, and I'm an unintentional professional shit talker, because apparently it has a lot to do with like my really just the characteristics of how I communicate. And I've been talking about this with my sister recently, mm-hmm. and my dad, you know, and my mom thinks it's funny because me and my dad will ruffle each other's feathers.
Yeah.
And usually,
family does.
Usually I'll walk away or whatever. I'll leave or whatever, or it might even be a phone call. And my mom has said this to me. She goes, she'll look at my dad and be like, how does it feel to argue with yourself?
Yes. He's like, damn it.
And the thing is too, is like, I've been working on it for years now, but like, I am very self-aware. So
you are, babe.
I pay attention to nuances of myself and my siblings and my parents, and like kind of watch how people are communicating and things like that. And I also understand that sometimes we're put into a stressful predicament, or we're kind of weak to where we give in to some of our, let's say, communication qualities that can either be used as like
a weapon,
like a superpower
for good or for evil.
Yes. And usually when it's for evil, I feel like it's kind of unintentional. It's just, it's because of how it comes out, or the way you phrase something, or your tone, or your volume. In my family, we have been gifted, the way we communicate, it can be very loud.
We've been gifted.
Yes.
I get loud, very loud too.
Yes. Loud. And especially I was talking about with my sister about this yesterday, because I was explaining to her like, hey, I'm just like you. I know that you don't think so, but here, let me give you all these examples why. Okay. So I do understand you, along as everyone else. So when I talk to you about, you know, whatever I see from a conversation or a situation, I'm telling you it because I fully understand you, because I'm the same way. So is dad. So is mom. Right. And I know this because it's like, you can pick things out because you yourself experience them yourself, and you right. And I'm constantly trying to make sure I'm using those powers for good and not evil.
Right. Yes.
But yeah, like the way you communicate, it's like your tone, your volume, even the way I might structure a sentence, all kind of unintentional, or my inflection
mm-hmm.
to some people can come across like I'm like, it just, that alone intimidates people. And to me, I'm like, I don't get it.
Right.
I didn't say anything that should, you know what I mean? And like some of those things are out of your control. Now, when you have groups of friends or like people that are really close to you, like, we understand those things about each other. So,
right. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe I just need to tone it down.
Well, you know,
just around this person, just maybe, for now,
maybe a little,
maybe. Yeah. You know,
next time you're around, pull it way back just to see.
Yeah. Okay.
Like almost pull it so far back that you're the one that's not like talking that much.
Oh no. You know, just I can't do that.
No, just like a little, okay. at least in, depending on whatever activity or get together you might be with them at, just like that, like the very, like the beginning, like the first, you know, 30 minutes, hour, just as like people are kind of, as they start mingling and then just start mingling with your friends.
Okay.
You know, and it's like being friendly from afar. And if something
would be friendly from afar.
Yeah. It's like lateral. It's like laterally playing with somebody.
Lateral play.
Yeah. You're going to do okay. a lateral play.
I'm going to try that. That is great advice.
Just to see.
You give great advice.
You know?
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
I'm not.
I just wish.
I'm not wrong.
I wish
more people would realize it.
No. Nope. I do wish that, oh man, it's hard to explain. When I feel strongly about something, or I'm giving advice and I'm really putting a lot of my goal with a lot of people, it could be someone I met for the first time, or, you know, someone emailing into the podcast, or family and friends, whatever. If I really just want to have a positive impact on people. So, you know, I want people to see hope, and I want them to realize they have so much potential, and how, if there's a problem and you're dealing with something, like, I really want to help you see that we can figure it out, you know? And I feel pretty good about the way I do that for people. And there are moments in my life where I'm just like, hello, someone help me.
Can somebody do this for me?
And I have a few people like that, but yeah, I don't really like, I don't like to talk about myself or toot my own horn.
I like to toot your horn.
I like it when you toot my
horn. I like tooting your horn.
That.
All right. Well, that is good advice. I will take it. I do have to go.
I know. Yes.
But I love you. And thank you guys for listening. Please email what you think, or if you've had any similar experiences, at betweentherups@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning.
And we'll talk to you guys next week. Oh, that was pretty good. We did that pretty good this time.
That was good.
It's only taken 3 years. High five.
High five.
All right. All right. All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
Yep. Bye. Bye.